Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Protect your family's future with life cover from Zurich. Talk to a financial broker to find out more.
Now, as you've been hearing, Gordy and Kerry are continuing to question a man and a woman in connection with the discovery of the body of a five-day-old baby on a beach in Cahersaveen in April 1984. A possible breakthrough in the cold case review into the Kerry babies investigation came as a shock to many around the country overnight, not least to locals and communities along the Ring of Kerry who still wonder what happened to baby John 39 years ago. Drive Time's John Cook joins us live from Cahersaveen now. John, you might bring us up to date, first of all, with the arrest last night.
Yes, Cormac. Well, Gardaí are continuing to question a man in his 60s and a woman in her 50s in connection with the death of the five-day-old infant known to this county and to the country only as Baby John. His body was discovered on White Strand in Cahersaveen almost 39 years ago. And my understanding is that they're still being questioned separately at Listowel and Castle Island Garda stations this evening. They can be held for 24 hours for questioning under Section 4 of the Criminal Justice Act, not including break periods. So that questioning continues this evening, and it would therefore be later tonight or tomorrow morning before they would have to be released or charged, Cormac.
And if there's any breaking news on those arrests, we will certainly bring it to you before the end of the programme. In the meantime, John, though, tell us about the reaction to the developments in Cahersaveen today.
Well, there's shock and sadness for many years in this area over the death of baby John, and it's still very much felt in the community today. This is a very tragic case, as the Taoiseach mentioned earlier today, familiar to the whole country. It has shocked and baffled this area and this country for decades. And here in Cahersaveen, John is buried. Baby John is buried in a grave at Holy Cross Graveyard on the scenic Ring of Kerry Road, looking out over the beautiful Valentia Bay. It's here where his remains were exhumed in 2021 for modern DNA testing as part of the cold case Garda review and investigation that may have led to recent events and last evening's arrests. His grave is a very simple headstone marked just with teddies and some very simple plants and flowers. And as I found his grave with the assistance of some helpful locals this evening in the wind and rain, I also met with local councillor Norma Moriarty from nearby Waterville, remarking to her about the wonderful scenery across the road from us in the graveyard.
It is a very wonderful final resting place, to be fair. It is a beautiful part of the world. And it belies, I suppose, the awful tragic events of baby John's short life.
He was found on the beach across the way where we're pointing to and buried in a grave with a simple headstone, "I am the Kerry baby, baptised on the 14th of the 4th, 1984, named John." And there's a cross on the stone. There are teddy bears left, statues, symbols of little angels, and some recent flowers left there too. People in this area remember him.
They do. This young baby is not forgotten in the area, to be fair, and people like to visit the grave to remember baby John in their prayers, quite frankly, and to know that his life had meaning and had purpose, and just he's not forgotten. And look, again, I suppose that's part of the reason that the investigation has been given the time and the professionalism this time around, and indeed the patience by the people locally to allow that investigation to be conducted over the last 5 years, because there is a desire for justice to be done for this young baby.
It's nearly 39 years ago, and normally I think you'd be too young to remember any of that.
I was a young person at the time, and there would have been a certain amount of awareness of it, but to be honest, it was the subsequent tribunal that would be uppermost in people's memories, because that was so all-encompassing in terms of people's feelings about it and what it brought to the fore, and it's considerable amount of anger and shame towards the authorities at the time, quite frankly.
Yeah, you were telling me about two very different types of Garda investigation in the 1980s and since this cold case review since 2018.
I'm just so grateful that I wasn't one of the people embroiled in that original investigation, and even to people that would have been witnessing what was unfolding, because it was so adversarial, so quite frankly unprofessional, so lacking in humanity. It was a witch hunt, quite frankly. It really was a witch hunt, and it brought to the fore, I think, the worst aspects of our society at the time. It really did.
Is there surprise or shock then in this new cold case review and what's happened since 2018 and DNA testing that took place here, that maybe there are significant developments? What was the mood last night?
It was genuine surprise and shock. And again, like, that's been a hallmark of this entire cold case investigation, because it has been conducted in such a manner of professionalism and confidentiality and so on. Every announcement has been, you know, announced at the desire of those in charge of this. There was never anything leaked. There was never any, you know, loose talk around this. Everything has been conducted in such a highly professional manner. So there was surprise that this occurred. And I think there's also a sense of hope that justice can be done for baby John, but that everything can be done in a manner that is compassionate and empathetic and considerate.
And that's Councillor Norma Moriarty there. What about local residents in the town in Carsaveen, John? Is the Kerry baby's case something that they still talk about? Certainly today, I suppose.
Well, reluctantly, yes, they do, Cormac. I'm told there were many calls made last night on the shocking developments in this four-decade case when news of two arrests emerged. But I did find many locals were quiet or emotional today about baby John and the Kerry Babies Tribunal that came afterwards. When I approached people on the street and in local businesses today, many politely declined to be interviewed or recorded for radio, but had lots to say. One man told me they want justice and truth for baby John, but he said there's a real sense of sympathy. He said he feels sorry for those involved in baby John's birth and death. No one knows what went on, he said, at a very different time in Irish society. Another woman, very slow to judge as well, she said it's simply so sad today as it was 39 years ago. It could have been anyone. While others hope this may finally lead to closure for everyone caught up in the 39-year-old Kerry Babies controversy, as you'll hear.
I just think it's really great if they had some closure on it, you know. And I think the other family that they'd said was them was just awful, you know. I just think they just need closure on it now. 40 years is a long time. It would be great if they found out who did it.
I feel sad.
When you think about baby John and what went on?
Yes, I do, yeah. And if it's going to be found out now, I think it's going to be a lot of upset in families. Somebody's going to get very upset. Uh-huh. And, you know, the Gardaí were wrong and all this. Let's hope it'll be sorted.
Do you remember that time here in Carsaveen?
84. I remember that, yeah. Mm-hmm. In a small area. It was a shock, of course. Uh-huh. But they were saying it was this one and that one, and they were saying maybe the body came in from Dingle, it was thrown somewhere. Nobody knows. Maybe it's just some relation to me. You know what I mean? Nobody knows.
You remember the investigation?
Yeah, I remember at the hearing. The story, sitting at my mum's table having dinner and hearing that a baby was washed up at the White Strand, found in a plastic bag.
You were pregnant yourself at the time, or had just had a baby?
I had a baby of 9 months, and I was expecting another one, just expecting. And when the guards came to investigate around, as soon as he came to the door, himself, the guard, one guard I knew, the other guy I didn't, and he said, sure, he said, we needn't ask you anything. Okay. They saw the baby in my arms and...
And had they come to talk to you because they knew you were pregnant or might have just had a baby?
So. I think they were just going around doing house-to-house inquiries.
It must have been very shocking. You said you were close by the beach baby John was found.
Just a couple of miles from the beach, yes. Uh-huh. Yes, it was shocking, of course, and we knew the men that found him.
All these years later, you hear of these arrests. What were your thoughts last night?
Oh, my God, I couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it.
I don't know. I suppose people do think it will be solved eventually. And hopefully it will, and I suppose people do want it solved as well. Do you know, they find out who exactly done it. Closure, basically.
Yeah. Everyone would like to put an end to the story, and for hopefully that they will keep Joanna Hayes' name out of it and give her a bit of peace now as well.
She was through enough.
She is. Mm-hmm. She has seen the ropes for 39 years, like, but hopefully it will put a closure on it for her as well. Like.
Locals in Carsaveen, they're ending John Cook's report from Kerry.